We have been struggling in the current administration to find people who can talk reasonably with each other. Everybody seems to be yelling at each other and yelling at their televisions and throwing things at their televisions, apparently. And civil discourse has gone the way of the dodo bird. And I got tired of it. I'm a big fan of civil discourse. I like people talking reasonably to each other, and I have lost friends that I've had for 50 years, and it doesn't make sense. Politics is extremely important. I produce programs about civics and citizenship in the interest of bringing the country together, and this is tearing the country apart. The reason we're politician-free is the politicians who have been holding town halls have either been accommodating to an artificial extreme and then lying about what they have said, or have just been belligerent and unpleasant and not willing to work with the people. I think people need to start talking to each other again.
Well, you are hosting these events that happen every other Thursday evening at the East Simpson Coffee Company in Lafayette. It's easy to talk civilly with people who are on the same end of the political spectrum, but a lot of the conflict has been, which I'm sure you're alluding to when you say you've lost friends, is that we seem to have lost the ability to talk with people who have a very different political opinion. So are you getting that full representation across the spectrum at these evening events, or is it, people who are kind of all agreeing with each other?
No, not at all. We have people from every conceivable side of the political spectrum, and people tend to talk to each other when they're face to face. They are not quite as willing to be belligerent or angry or hostile or rude when they're sitting face to face. And we've had some wonderful conversations and surprising levels of agreement, and people willing to discuss these issues in a way that bring a meeting of the minds, surprisingly so. I have some very, very conservative friends who are supporters of the president and supporters of the way he's doing things. And I have some other people who come who are friends who are staunchly opposed to everything he does and everything he says. But somewhere in the middle, there are meetings of the minds. And it's wonderful to see, and we hope to increase participation and grow it out into the larger Denver area, the larger Colorado area, and perhaps wider than that.
Well, you are meeting every other week, and do you have a topic of conversation that you present to people, or is it really, hey, just come along, have a beverage and talk about whatever is on your mind or whatever's in the news that week?
I try so hard to set up a topic, and since it is every 2 weeks, things are happening much too fast. So every time I try to set up a meeting about the media, for example, something comes along 2 days before, just as it did the last couple of days. I was going to do a story about James Comey. I was going to do a discussion about James Comey. And then here we are, revealing classified information to the Russians. So by the time this interview airs, who knows what might happen? So yeah, we try to have a topic to discuss, but we're not always able to stay there.
You say that everybody is welcome at this, regardless of your opinion, but be prepared to back up that opinion with facts, and also be prepared to listen as much as you speak.
Absolutely.
Are people very respectful of those rules?
For the most part, we have a couple of folks who come by. Interestingly, we have a couple of parents who bring their teenagers. And teenagers are passionate, which is one of the things I like best about them. But they don't always know the facts that follow on to the stories they hear on television
I would say
or the
not
radio.
just teenagers subject to that
Well,
particular affliction.
yeah, there's that too. But teenagers are, they're willing to fight for their opinions. I have found that even the most conservative adults will listen to a fact if you can present it properly. So we have a good time talking to everybody. And I always have a computer with me, and I always have a couple of Sunday newspapers with opinion sections from all sides. And I try to back up everything I can find with the fact that goes along with it.
And has there been a situation where somebody has really been forceful about a specific opinion and that you've been able to, not debunk, but you've either been able to support that or been able to show that, you know, what you hold so dearly and so forcefully here, there's no fact to back it up? Have we actually had that situation?
We actually have. Some people, we have been able to keep it down to inside voices, which is the most important thing. And I have been able to make it clear that our primary goal in these forums is to make sure the truth gets out. Because in the final analysis, the truth is the most important thing. I don't care who's speaking as long as they're saying true things. And I think the people have been deceived to a great extent by untruths and alternate facts. There's no such thing as an alternate fact. It's either a fact or it isn't. And people need to get their heads around that. So far, they have not. Or many people have not. But I think we're getting to a point now where people are seeing when a story comes out and all of a sudden there are three or four versions of that story that we need to investigate more fully. We need to realize that there's only one way to tell a certain story. There's only one way to reveal a certain quote. It's either this way or it is not. And once we get that perspective clearly into people's heads, things tend to settle down.